We've got a very special guest joining us in the studio now, Darren Collinson. Good morning from Small Dog Design.
Good morning.
How are you?
For having me. Yeah,
no
going
worries.
Great. Thank you.
Now, I reckon the last time we had you in here was for the premiere of a movie that you had your hand in. It was a horror movie. So I'm going to put my hand up straight away and say, I didn't go see it because horror is not my cup of tea.
Well, that's that was very, very, very common. Just about everyone I tried to talk to come into that one, Gehenna Where Death Lives.
Yes.
That was probably 5 years ago, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them just said, yeah, no, thanks.
Yeah.
Not going to do it.
I think my co-host at the time went and he was like, oh, it was pretty good. I loved it. But I'm not a horror person.
No.
You have been working on a new little movie. This is a much shorter one.
Yep.
And not horror at all. This one's a comedy.
It is a comedy. And it's a little ripper, I must admit. Bit biased, but it's a beauty.
You can be biased.
Yeah, totally. We've got, Stephen Curry.
Great.
An absolute amazing Aussie talented comedian, along with a new up-and-comer who's an absolute legend of a bloke, Jackson Tozer.
Yep.
They're the two leads in the film. It is a short film. It goes for 15 minutes. And it just opened St Kilda Film Festival on Friday night, which was just...
What was the first movie?
There was eight films played on the night.
Yeah.
And it was the end one to close out, which
awesome.
Is Prime Spot,
yes.
Which was very, very good.
Everyone remembers the last one.
The last film. And then you walk away from that. And then they had the big after party with all the drinks and... food and all
love
that sort
it.
Of stuff.
Did you get to go to that one?
I sure did.
Yes.
Yeah, loved it.
Nice.
Yep. Really, really good.
Now, what was your involvement as a director, as the producer? What
EP.
Did you do
yep.
on this?
EP on this one, so an executive producer.
Okay.
I stumbled across this just as it was a crowdfunding project that that's how I got involved.
Yeah.
I'd produced a couple of other little short films along the way and got involved with that Gehenna. But this one just popped up in my feed just because I follow just about everything film. So I reached out to it's a young guy. He's probably not even 26 years old. His name's Riley Sugars. Remember that name because
cool celebrity name.
It's a great celebrity name already. But he'll go places. And I just wanted to back him and get involved and say, you know, because when I was 26, if I could have done this sort of stuff, I would. So I got involved financially initially. But as a part of that, with that role of executive producer, you got to have a say in just about everything along the way. So
right.
I saw all the editing and made decisions on sound and music and the
so
effects.
So, Darren, you've always been involved in film, media?
A bit through my work. So Small Dog, we do a lot of, like, video production and stuff more from a commercial point of view. But ever since I was, like, 13, I've just loved film.
Wow.
Just more a fan than anything. And it's only been probably the last 5-10 years that I've started to want to, you know, that bucket list, want to get
well,
in
I
there.
Guess
and
as well, yeah. the accessibility has really opened up, hasn't it? I mean, everybody's got a camera on their phone. And,
correct.
Yeah.
Well, I made my own short film 6 years ago. Barely saw the light of day, of course, but it was, just mates, myself, family got out, iPhones, did all the script properly, planned it all out over 3 or 4 days, shot it, and then I edited it, all that sort of stuff, and that was just for fun, but also enter into a few little film festivals and stuff. So.
That's what it's all about, getting involved. And what would you say to the up-and-comers who might be listening now who are into film and want to get involved?
Look, the best thing to do is just pick up something and do it. If you've got a story, short film is one of the best ways to get into it. And then enter as many festivals as possible.
Yeah.
Like I'm sitting here with fingers, toes and everything crossed. There's a film festival coming up in just about 2 months in Ballarat, Poco Film Festival. It's a brand newy. It's put on by some absolutely cracking creatives in town. There's a team at Mass Motion locally that are all mad on film, and they've put in months and months and months of hard work.
Yeah.
I'm hoping, well, fingers crossed, if we open St Kilda Film Festival, let's hope we can get into this one.
Because you only get shown at POCO if you're a finalist, is that right?
Yeah. So
okay, right. Because I imagine a lot of films submitted for that one.
Yeah, it's been amazing, especially for a first year. They've had over 150 films submitted.
Wow.
That gets culled down to about 20.
Wow.
Has to watch all of them.
that crew, the festival director
that's
and his team,
job.
They watch them all, and then they colour back down to about 20, and then they have external judges. They've already got the director of Penguin Bloom. He's on board as a judge. They've got Rob Carlton, he's the comedian. He's going to be the MC for the night.
And fabulous.
A couple of other big names. I've just heard that I think Miff Warhurst is coming along, and she's going to be a judge. So it looks like it's going to be huge. That's why I'm so excited, and fingers crossed that
The film makes it there.
The film makes it in, and, you know, homegrown. Want to support local.
What's your film called? We haven't even covered that up.
Okay, so...
And what's it about?
The film is called Hatchback.
Hatchback.
It's a little two-hander. It's, as I said, those two lead actors and Stephen Curry, he plays a cleaner for the mob. So if there's some murder, shooting, in he goes and he's to do the clean-up. But his wife asks him to bring along the brother-in-law, who's the bit of the bumbling idiot. So, yes, then hilarity pursues with the fact of how they do this clean-up when you've got this very serious
job at hand.
And it is actually, once again, bias, but I didn't write it, I didn't direct it, so I can actually say it's, really funny. And it was so well-received the other night at St Kilda, you know, over 1,000 people there, massive crowd in the theatre, and it was just full of belly laughs. So.
Congratulations.
Well, fingers crossed.
We
get to see it at POCO in a couple of months' time. That would be great. Darren, thank you so much for coming
in. Thanks for having me. Cheers.